Hi, I'm Mrs. Birch.
I'm Michael.
Right, nice to meet you, Michael.
Yeah.
Come on in and have a seat.
Thank you.
Okay, great. Just first of all, to put you at ease, this three-month review is standard procedure here at IFP, so everyone goes through a three-month review.
Okay.
All right, so
3 months has gone by fast.
Yeah, how have things been for you?
Pretty good. I think I'm really getting onto the job and getting better at it, more efficient.
Okay.
Yep.
Great. Well, I'll just lay out, review the process that we're going to follow today.
Okay.
First of all, I've got some overall comments from Mark Johnston, the manager of Health and Safety Division.
Mm-hmm.
And then second, we have a review a performance in more detail using key job tasks and an ES approach. Do you know what ES is?
Not really, no.
It's essential skills.
Essential skills.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, these skills are skills that everybody needs on the job.
Sure. Okay.
So the last part is we're going to establish a learning plan for you in the future. Although most of your review looks fine, there are some areas that we would like to see some improvement, and we're going to help you with that and support you.
Oh, okay.
In that. Okay,
sure.
So don't worry.
Oh, okay.
All right. So let's get started. Mark's comments were that overall your performance has been satisfactory, and he notes that you're willing to take on complex tasks and you have a positive relationship with others in the department. So that's great.
Okay.
Now for more detailed review of your tasks, according to essential skills, we have reading, document use, and writing. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Those are important skills. And I see that you fill out incident reports, right, as part of your job, and to follow up on injured worker claims and status.
Right. Yep.
And what else do you do?
I keep all the logs and charts. I make sure that they're all kept up to date and completed neatly.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. So all of this work is deemed to be satisfactory. Okay, do you have any particular, do you feel you have any particular challenges in those areas? Or
no, I think I'm very, very good at that.
Okay,
yeah.
All right, good. Also, I see you have some other tasks that you've been asked to do. You need to summarize the National Safety Bulletin?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Right.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. That comes out quarterly.
Okay.
Yep.
And what do you do after you've summarized it?
I usually summarize it for the newsletter, and post it to the newsletter. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Also, you write lost workout reports, right?
Yep.
Okay. Any problems in that area, or do you feel things are going all right?
I think things are going very well in that area.
Okay.
Yep.
Great. Yep. And Mark agrees. He says that your work is satisfactory in that area as well. Next, we have numeracy and computer use.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel using numbers and using computers?
I'm very comfortable with computers.
Very comfortable?
Got a lot of experience with computers, so something that's not difficult for me.
Okay. So I imagine you have to do a lot of tracking, using tracking software, and with your reports we're processing, and how are you with graphics?
Fine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Great. What else do we have here? Everything is fine in that area. There were no concerns, so that's great. Another area of essential skills is thinking skills.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, problem solving, decision making, job planning, and memory use.
Okay,
it's quite a lot of things thrown in there. And you have to make quite a few decisions on your job, especially dealing with the clients and individual cases, reviewing them all the time. And is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You have to decide which insurance program to apply, that sort of stuff. What other kind of decisions do you need to make?
I have to find information. I have to go online sometimes, or I have to, look up, maybe in paper-based resources to find information.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
And do you have to
sometimes I have to make phone calls, or sometimes I have to email.
Okay.
Yep.
Everything's fine in this area as well. Now, working with others, which is really important, we really value working as a team.
Yeah.
Do you feel that you're well supported?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. It's not a big office. There's only 7 of us in there, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how many safety officers are there?
Only 3 of us are safety.
Three. Okay. Yeah. So do you feel if you have any questions, you can go to ask them?
Yeah, the other two got more experience than me, and they've been pretty helpful.
Okay. Excellent. I'm glad to hear you're working well together. And it seems that Mark's been dividing the work fairly.
For the most part, yes.
Yeah. How was your caseload? Do you find it's pretty heavy?
I had a smaller one initially, but I think it's now he's adding to it as I'm catching on.
So good.
It's working out well, and I'm happy with that.
Sounds like you're coping really well.
Yeah,
and Mark agrees. He says everything's satisfactory there as well. Next, another area we really value is continuous learning,
mm-hmm.
and that is keeping up to date and current in your field and being willing to learn all the time. How do you feel that you're doing that in your job?
I've taken over the labor standards, so I try and keep up current on the labor standards.
Right.
So, following the legislation and seeing any changes in the labor and reports.
Okay.
Reading that kind of thing.
Great. And Mark says you're doing fine too. All right. So in all those areas, you're doing quite fine. Next, I have just the last area, and this is in oral communication. And unfortunately, this is the area that is less satisfactory, and there are some problems.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And in your work, you have to deal a lot with mm-hmm. Injured or sick workers, both in person and on the telephone.
The time,
do you feel comfortable?
I guess I have a little bit of difficulty sometimes on the phone with people. They're hard to get a hold of, and sometimes it's hard to get the information from them to, you know, hard to match it up.
Right. Okay. Yes. Well, unfortunately, we've had a couple of complaints, two formal complaints.
Two complaints.
Yes, and several informal complaints, and people are saying that you're unsympathetic and brusque and rather abrupt on the phone, so you need to increase your level of politeness some way. I realize it's stressful sometimes when you can't get
out the information. Yeah.
It's true, but it's really important that people feel comfortable and do not feel pressured
mm-hmm.
to come back to work before they're ready.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So we're going to have to give you some help in this area.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be part of the learning plan. Okay.
Okay.
Yes, and also not only working with the injured people, we've had some complaints of from doctors and other healthcare providers as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really important that you have a polite manner on the phone and people feel comfortable dealing with you, right? So maybe it's a cultural thing, I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. I'm just trying to do a good job.
And you are in many areas. I can
make sure
see.
I get my reports filled out on time and things like that. And
I can understand you're trying to be really efficient,
mm-hmm.
but it's really important to be aware of politeness and diplomatic forms. That's really important. So I think what we'll do is we'll find someone who is really good at this, and
mm-hmm.
we will have the model for you.
Okay.
And so you can learn some set phrases and just observe and do some practice and some role-playing.
Okay.
That will be part of our learning plan. Are you willing to do that?
Very willing to do that.
Okay. So we'll see if we can someone to sort of be a mentor for you in that area.
Yep.
But otherwise, it looks like you're doing fine. But please note, this is quite a serious problem because you are the representative of the company. And it's really important that people who are calling in feel comfortable.
Well, I'm happy that you're giving me a chance to work on these problems, and I hope I'm able to do better.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in, and I'll give you a phone call when we're ready to set up the learning plan.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.